Kamala Harris tells migrants do not come to U.S. border as DHS keeps releasing border crossers into U.S. by John Binder on June 7, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris told Guatemalans on Monday that they must not come to the United States-Mexico border, even as the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, continues releasing thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior. "I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come," Harris said during a speech in Guatemala. "We, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration," Harris said. The remarks are in contrast to the Biden administration's massive catch-and-release policy, where border crossers are often apprehended and subsequently released into the U.S. interior with only a promise that they will appear at immigration hearings months, and sometimes years, later. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has set out a plan that tasks the federal government and United Nations-linked non-governmental organizations, NGOs, with releasing border crossers into the U.S. interior and providing them with one-year work permits to take American jobs. As of the end of March, more than 45,000 border crossers were estimated to have been released into the U.S. interior by DHS. In addition to those releases, NGOs are finding migrants in Central America and Mexico to bring to the U.S.-Mexico border for release. These releases are being quickly facilitated by DHS's CBP-1 mobile app that allows migrants to input their information to confirm whether or not they are eligible for release into the U.S. interior. The process often includes border crossers being put up in migrant hotels, paid for by American taxpayers, before getting bused and flown on domestic commercial flights into major U.S. cities. From February 19 to April 22, as Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.